敬虔的操练。
And the Bible text is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 to 10.
圣经的出处是提摩太前书四章七到十节。
Now I shall ask the scripture readers, please.
请读经员来念这段经文。
And thereafter I shall ask pastor to give us gospel.
过后请牧师来为我们证道。
弟兄姐妹朋友平安，请大家看圣经提摩太前书四章七到十节。只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老夫荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体，益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。我们劳苦努力，正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神。他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。愿神赐福遵行他话语的人。
Morning, everyone. Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things.Holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. May the Lord bless the reading of His holy word.
A very good morning to everybody.
大家早上好。
I've entitled this message as Train to be Godly.
今天的题目是敬虔的操练。
We tend to choose material things over spiritual things.
我们很自然会看重物质的东西多过属灵的东西。
Naturally.
这个是很自然的。
Material things are real, we can feel it.
因为物质的东西很真实，我们能够感受到。
For example, money can buy us many good things.
比方说，金钱可以给我们买很多东西。
We can go for holidays. We can eat nice food.
我们可以去度假，可以买好吃的食物。
And if we are very sick, we can consult a good doctor.
还有，当我们生病很严重的时候，我们可以去询问名医。
Imagine you have a serious sickness and you don't have money to consult a good doctor.
你想象一下，你已经患一个很重病，可是没有钱去找好的医生。
Today's sermon is not to ask you to reject material things.
今天的信息不是叫你去拒绝物质的东西。
Material things are important.
物质的东西是很重要的。
But today's sermon is to persuade you to do one thing.
但是今天的信息是要劝导你做一件事情。
I hope to persuade you.
我希望能够游说你。
To prioritize spiritual things over material things.
就是把属灵的事情优先于物质的东西。
We hope to enjoy good spiritual things and good material things.
我们希望都能够享受好的属灵的东西和物质的东西。
But sometimes we can only choose one.
但是有时候我们只能够二选一。
Now when we can only choose one, I want to urge you choose the spiritual things.
当我们只能够选其一，我呼吁你选属灵的东西。
And we want to see why.
我们来看为什么。
And that means in the way you raise your children.
这表示说，你培养你孩子的方式
，focus on spiritual things。
你要着重于属灵的东西。
And when you're in courtship, focus on spiritual things。
当你在谈恋爱的时候，也应当着重于属灵的东西。
And when you climbed the career path, focus on spiritual things。
当你在创造、在专注于你事业的时候，也专注于属灵的东西。
We engage the text.
我们来看经文。
Verse 7. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales.
七节，只要弃绝，只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话。
If you are going to be able to become godly,
如果你要成为敬虔的人，
we must have nothing to do with godless myths.
我们不应该跟这些世俗的言语有任何的瓜葛。
What are these godless myths?
什么叫世俗的言语？
If you look at the ancient context,
如果你了解古代的情况，
it refers to a false gospel.
它指的就是假福音。
The truths about the Christian faith.
基督教的真理。
It is mixed with errors.
跟错误的道理混在一起。
And it's so that and the errors are so serious that although there's some truth, it has become falsehood.
这个错误大到一个地步，虽然里头有一些真实的东西，但是它却是错误的教导。
And Paul describes these godless myths, this false gospel.
保罗就描述这个世俗的言语为假福音。
As old wives' tales.
还有它是老妇荒谬的话。
Do you know how useless these things are?
你说这个东西有多么无用吗？
They are like old wives' tales.
他们就好像老妇荒谬的话。
It's a sarcastic remark.
这句话是讽刺的话。
The philosophers of that time, they used to describe when some old women, they come together and then they gossip about their neighbors.
那时候的哲学家就这么说，当老妇们聚在一起的时候，他们就讲邻居的坏话。
He says this false gospel are like as useless as these gossips.
这些假福音这么无用，好像那些老妇荒谬的话那样。
In fact, they go around hurting people.
甚至他们到处去伤害到别人。
Today, if you are going to be godly, you must identify falsehood and reject them.
今天如果你要成为敬虔的人，你必须找出假道教训，并且拒绝这些假教训。
Because false teachings will stifle godliness.
因为假教训会压制敬虔的成长。
You may know truth.
你也许能够明白一些真理。
But if you are also confused by falsehood.
但是你却被假道理给混淆了。
False teachings.
这些假教导。
Taught by false teachers.
假教师的传讲。
You actually cause your spiritual life to be unable to grow. You become a Your growth is stunted.
它会使到你的灵性的长进呢被制止。
For example, false gospels, cults, extremism.
比如说假福音、极端或异端的教导。
And there are many in Singapore, many in the world.
在世界，在新加坡有很多。
Not every church that's called not every person who calls themselves Christians are Christians.
不是说每个人说自己是基督徒，他就是基督徒。
And so there is extremism.
所以有极端主义的教导。
Like hyper-Calvinism that teaches that God does not love the whole world.
比如说极端加尔文主义，他们教导说神并不是爱全世界。
Or the King James Version only sect where they say that only the King James Version is the Bible. The rest of versions are all satanic versions.
或者有些教导说只有英文的钦定本圣经呢才是神的圣经，其他的圣经都是撒旦的工作。
And we recently studied Arminianism.
最近我们也开始来探讨亚米尼主义。
That teaches wrongly that you can lose your salvation.
他们错误教导说一个基督徒可以失去救恩。
And then almost every church in the world is charismatic.
还有几乎全世界的教会都是属于灵恩派。
Where they believe in tongues, prophecy, and they believe people still have the ability, I put my hand on you, can heal you.
他们教导说方言、说预言，并且相信说如果我把手放在你身上，我就可以把你的病医好。
Miracles happen.
这些神迹会发生。
But the ability of any of that But nobody no longer has the ability to put my hands on you and then your cancer is removed.
但是已经没有人能够再有这个能力说我把手放在你身上，你的癌症就得到医治。
These gifts have been withdrawn early in the first generation of Christians.
这些属灵的恩赐已经在第一世纪的基督徒当中呢被抽回了。
Today is Children's Day.
今天是儿童节。
Dear Christians and dear parents.
亲爱的基督徒，亲爱的家长们。
It is so important for you to increase your Bible knowledge.
很重要的是你要增加自己的圣经知识。
To train yourself.
训练自己。
And then you can train your children.
这样你就能够训练你的孩子。
So that your children can keep away from errors.
好叫你的孩子能够远避这些错误的教导。
Because these errors can cause your children to be unable to grow spiritually.
因为这些错误教导会导致你还有你的孩子们无法成长。
So we have nothing to do with godless myths, false gospels.
我们必须拒绝弃绝世俗的言语，也就是假福音。
Don't be mistaken, we love people.
不要误会，我们还是要去爱人。
We have fellowship with Christians.
我们跟基督徒有团契。
But where we see a Christian believing in some things that are wrong,
但是当我们看到一个基督徒相信一些错误教导时，
you have a duty to teach or to correct errors gently.
你有这个职责去温柔地纠正他们。
And that's the reason why you must train yourself in, you must grow in knowledge.
这就是为什么你必须在真理上有成长。
But we have nothing to do with false teachings.
但是我们跟假道理毫无关系。
And so when we reject false teachings and we reject them resolutely,
所以当我们弃绝假道理的时候，我们必须立场坚决。
We reject false teachings very steadfastly.
我们必须很坚决地去拒绝这些假道理。
Just because that person is my friend, that person is someone powerful.
就因为这个人是我的朋友，或者是他有一些有地位的人。
But if that person teaches false teachings, we reject them steadfastly.
但是如果这个人教导假福音，我们必须坚决地拒绝他们。
What must we do to become godly?
我们应该做些什么才能够成为敬虔的人？
Verse 7b reads, rather train yourself to be godly.
七节下半节就说在敬虔上操练自己。
What is godly?
什么叫做敬虔？
Does it mean that you come to church every day?
是不是说你每天都来教会？
Or you become a pastor, then you can be godly. A pastors are so sinners.
或者你要成为牧师才可以敬虔的人，牧师也是一个罪人。
And what do you mean by godly?
什么叫做敬虔？
Godly, in ancient times means this.
敬虔在古代的情况是有这个意思。
It refers to a person who has consecrated his life to God.
他指的是一个把生命委身给神的人。
In other words, God, this when you believe in this God, you say, I give my life to you.To serve you.
换句话说，当你相信这位神的时候，你说：“神啊，我把我的生命交托给你，来侍奉你。”
And as Christians, that's what we do too.
作为基督徒，这也是我们所做的。
So regularly, I pray for myself.
所以我常常自己为自己祷告。
So I say, Lord, help me to live for you and not for anybody else.
我说：“主啊，求你帮助我为你而活，而不是为别人而活。”
Of course, we love people.
当然，我们爱人。
But Help me to live for you and you alone.
但是帮助我单单的来为你生活。
What is godly?
什么是敬虔？
It refers to a life that is determined to live for God.
它指的是一个坚决要为主生活的生命。
To love the Lord.
爱神。
To serve the Lord.
侍奉神。
To give the heart to God.
把心交给神。
Jerry Bridges, we have studied this book in our fellowship meetings.
毕泽斯写了这本书，我们也一起来研究过。
Called The Practice of Godliness.
书名叫做《敬虔的操练》。
I urge you to read this book.
我呼吁你来读这本书。
It's a good book.
是一本好书。
And Jerry Bridges gives a very practical definition.
毕泽斯给了一个很实用的一个定义。
He said, "What is godly?"
他说什么是敬虔
？It means devotion to God, which results in a life that is pleasing to Him.
他表示说，因为渴慕神。而导致整个生命讨神喜悦。
So it refers to the heart.
所以它指的是心。
A godly heart.
一个敬虔的心。
And when a person is truly godly,
一个人如果真的敬虔，
you can see it in the way he lives his life.
你可以从他怎么过生活看得到。
Jerry Bridges helpfully comments again.
毕泽斯也很有意思的这么说。
Too many of us focus on the outward structure of character and conduct.Without taking the time to build the inward foundation of devotion to God. This often results in a cold morality or legalism, or even worse, self-righteousness and spiritual pride.
他说我们当中有太多人只注重外在的品格和行为，却不花时间建立内在对神的渴慕，这往往导致冷漠的道德观或律法主义，甚至更糟的是，导致自以为是和属灵骄傲。
Godliness is not about obeying this and not doing this.
敬虔谈的不是说你要遵守这个遵守那个。
No, godliness is very warm.
不是的， 敬虔是个很温暖的一个情况。
A godly Christian is very warm.
一个敬虔的基督徒是一个很温暖的基督徒。
You can feel love, you can feel life exuberating.
你可以从他身上看到暖温暖和爱心散发着。
So godliness starts with the heart.
所以敬虔从心里开始。
A heart that is gentle towards God.
一个对神温柔的心。
And when your heart is true to God.
当你的心对神是真实的时候。
You can be very sure the way you treat people will be godly too.
你可以很肯定你对待别人的方式也是敬虔的方式。
It's not cold morality. Cannot do this, must do this.
不是冷漠的道德观说可以做这个不可以做那个。
You are no good, I'm very good.
你不好，我很好。
So, a warm heart that gives forth good actions.
所以它是一个温暖的心，表现出好的品行来。
We must train ourselves to be godly.
我们必须操练自己来敬虔。
So this word "train" in the ancient, the way the ancients use it.
这个字操练，古代的人怎么用呢
？It refers to an athlete training.
它指的是一个运动员的训练。
It is the word for gymnastics.
它这个字呢，就是体操的原文字。
Gymnastics, you know, whether they can bend the body like that, like that.
那个体操，他身体可以很顺的这样扭转。
During those times, athletes train naked.
所以在那个时候呢，这些运动员都是光着身子来训练的。
When they run, they run naked.
所以当他们跑的时候，也是光着身子去跑。
That's the meaning of train.
这个就是训练的意思。
It refers to you have to train, you have to work very hard, you have to pay a price.
训练的时候，你必须很努力，并且要付上代价。
It's uncomfortable.
它是很难受的。
To train to be godly, you make you very uncomfortable.
要操练自己敬虔会使到你很难受。
哎呀 ，very difficult 嘞。
还说你会说，哎呀，这么困难。
I don't have time.
我没有时间啊。
Very uncomfortable.
很不舒服。
Why you must make me do this?
为什么你要逼我做这个事情
？I don't like.
我不喜欢。
Why must you upset me?
为什么你让我这么不开心
？Why must you command me?
为什么你要命令我
？So it will make you feel very uncomfortable.
所以它会让你很难受。
And that's the meaning of training.
这个就是训练的意思。
You have to work hard, you have to pay a price.
你要努力，你要付上代价。
Only then can you become godly.
唯有这样，你才能够敬虔。
A person who refuses to come out of the comfort zone cannot become godly.
一个不愿意走出自己舒适圈的人，无法成为敬虔的人。
And Jerry Bridges helpfully says this.
毕泽斯也很有意思的这么说。
Though the power for godly character comes from Christ.
虽然敬虔品格的力量来自于基督
In other words, every Christian has the ability to become godly.
换句话说，每个基督徒都有能力成为敬虔的人。
It blows the mind.
它让人很难想象。
Because to become godly is so difficult in a sinful world.
因为在这个罪恶的世界里边，要敬虔实在是太困难了。
But the Bible assures us.
但是圣经向我们保证。
We have every ability to go against sin and become godly.
我们有各样的能力来对抗罪恶。来成为敬虔。
But listen to this.
但是我们来听。
The responsibility for developing and displaying that character is ours.
但发展和展现它的责任却在于我们。
There is $1,000,000 in your bank.
在你的银行有100,000块。
God has given it to you.
神已经赐给你了。
God has given you godly ability to become godly.
神已经把你能够过敬虔生活的能力赐给你了。
But if you refuse to go into the bank and enter the number and draw the money, you can never get the money.
但是如果你不愿意到银行去提款，你永远得不到这个金钱。
So we have the ability to become godly, but the responsibility for developing and displaying that character is yours and mine.
所以我们有过敬虔生活的能力，但发展和展现它的责任。是你和我的责任。
You must do something to become godly.
你必须做一些事情才成为敬虔的人。
You must go out of your comfort zone to become godly.
你必须脱离你的舒适圈来成为敬虔的人。
If not, you will never become godly.
否则你无法成为敬虔的人。
The responsibility is yours and mine.
那个责任是你和我的责任。
But the question is, how do you train?
但是问题是，你是怎么去操练的呢？
Go to the gym every day, is it?
是不是每天到健身房去
If it's that simple, every day I go to the gym.
如果是这么的简单，我每天都要去健身房。
So how do you train? Then you can become godly.
那样，你要怎么去训练才能够成为敬虔呢
？Now, dear Christians, I want you to know.
亲爱的基督徒，我要你知道。
Because it's my greatest desire that you become godly.
因为你成为敬虔的人是我最大的愿望。
You must train.
你必须训练。
But how do you train?
但是怎么训练
？And then I want to study this Greek word.
我要研究这个希腊文。
From which we get our English word gymnastics.
这个希腊文就是英文 gymnastic 的原文。
Now the word train occurs in the New Testament 4 times.
这个字在新约圣经出现过四次。
The verb.
这个动词。
Okay, now one time.
名词出现一次。
So we talk about verbs.
所以我们谈的是那个动词。
One time is in this verse.
第一次是这节经文。
Now there are two times that we want to study these two other times because it is talking about the same topic.
我们要研究的是出现的另外两次，因为在那两次也谈到这个课题。
Now in these two other times, the meaning is consistent.
在这两次的出现的时候，它的意思都是一致的。
In other words, how to train to be godly? These two verses tell you the same principle.
换句话说，要怎么去训练成为敬虔呢？这些经文都告诉你同样的原则。
So if you want to know how to train to be a godly, you look at these two very important verses.
所以如果你要知道怎么训练成为敬虔的人，你就看这两节经文，非常重要。
One verse is in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14.
一节经文在希伯来书五章十四节。
It says, "But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil."
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
And the word used is trained.
所以这里的字叫做习练。
How do you train yourself?
你要怎么训练自己？
It says training takes place in the special environment.
他说训练呢是在一个很特别的环境下进行的。
When do you train?
你什么时候训练呢？
The environment is like that.
那个环境是这样的。
When there's good and evil.
当有好和有善良和邪恶的时候。
When evil says, hey, this is, do this, you sure get a lot of good things.
当邪恶说你要做这个来得到很多的好处。
And then the good say, no, this is wrong, that is wrong, don't follow that evil fella.
而善良却说这是错的，不要跟随那个邪恶的人。
And then you have to choose between good and evil.
那样你在好和邪恶当中必须做选择。
This evil is so attractive.
哇，这个邪恶的东西太吸引人了。
Do good, sure or not, is it good?
做好吗？真的吗？是好的吗？
It says here, in such an environment,
他说在这样的环境下，
It's an opportunity for training.
就是你训练的时机了。
You have to say, I will choose good.
你必须说我要选择好。
Very uncomfortable.
很不舒服。
哎呀， the evil looks very attractive.
哎呀，邪恶的东西这么吸引人。
But I will choose evil, I will choose good.
但是我要选择好。
This is then when you choose good.
所以当你选择好的那一方，
It's like lifting weights, you train your muscles to be very strong.
就好像在举重，你训练自己的肌肉很发达。
And then you can become godly.
你就成为敬虔的人了。
It's a time of testing.
这是一个试炼的时机。
Another verse is in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11.
另外一节在希伯来书十二章十一节。
And the same word here, trained.
同样的字，精炼。
Gymnastics.
Gymnastic.
No discipline seems pleasant at that time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So, in what environment does this training take place?
所以这个训练是在怎样的环境下进行的？
This trained is has the same meaning as discipline.
这个精炼的意思有管教的意思。
And the environment is painful.
而那个环境是很痛苦的。
Because that time the Christians in Hebrews they were facing persecution.
因为在希伯来书那时候的基督徒，他们在面对逼迫。
And they were so tempted to go back to their old religion, Judaism.
他们很想回去他们过去的信仰，就是犹太教。
Because Judaism, no persecution. Christianity, persecution.
因为犹太教没有逼迫，基督教要受逼迫。
Christianity is so difficult. 哎呀 go back to Judaism better 啦。
基督教这么的辛苦，我们还是回去犹太教吧。
Go back to my old religion easier 啦。
回去我过去的信仰是那么的简单。
So they are forced to choose Christianity or persecution.
或者，所以他们在被逼选择要基督教吗？还是选择逼迫
？So, how do you train yourself?
所以 你应该怎么训练自己呢？
I know that if I choose Christianity, I choose to follow, continue to follow Christ.
我知道，如果我选择基督教，继续选择跟随耶稣基督，
I will be persecuted.
我会面对逼迫。
Life is going to be difficult for me and my family.
我的生活，我的家庭的生活会很辛苦。
I'll be miserable.
我会很难过。
But I will choose to follow Christ.
但是我会选择跟随基督。
And then when you choose, when you allow yourself to train in this way.
所以当你这么选择，当你允许自己受训练，
It says it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace.
这边就说它会结出平安的果子，就是义，
which is godliness lah.
也就是敬虔。
So you find training, you are trained in very difficult circumstances.
所以你发现说这个训练的环境是很困难的环境。
So if you want to train to be godliness,You must seize the chance.
所以，如果你要训练自己成为敬虔的人，你必须抓住这个机会。
Godliness, as we shall see, is very good.
我们看到说敬虔是很好的。
哇 ，Godliness, very good, very good. I want, I want, I want.
我们看到说哇，敬虔这么好，我要，我要，我要。
But if you really want it,
但是如果你真的要
，you must seize the opportunity.
你必须抓住这个机会。
哇 ，the shares going up, going up. Buy 啊 ，buy 啊 ，buy 啊。
哇，这个股票上啊，上啊，上啊，我现在要买，买，买。
This is an opportunity for me to earn money.
这个是我赚钱的机会。
So you want to be so there's something better than shares, huh? Godliness.
所以有一样东西比这些股票还好，就是敬虔。
So when does the opportunity come to get godliness?
所以有什么机会让你能够得到敬虔呢？
You know when is that chance?
你知道那个机会是在什么时候吗？
To obtain godliness.
来得到敬虔。
As we studied in the last two verses.
就好像你刚才看的两节经文里面。
The opportunity to be trained to become godly comes during a time of adversity, uncertainty, sickness, persecution.
得到敬虔的机会是在困境、在未知数、在疾病、在逼迫中得到的。
In other words, adverse circumstances are unpleasant.
换句话说，虽然困境是很难受的。
To the world, they say you swear.
对于世界来说，他们会说你很衰。
You very unlucky.
你很不幸运啊。
You are very unfortunate.
你是走霉运。
But for Christians,
但是对于基督徒
it's a golden opportunity to obtain godliness.
这是一个得到敬虔的黄金机会。
It's a golden opportunity, a rare opportunity.
这是很稀有的机会，一个黄金的机会。
But you must seize the opportunity.
你必须捉住这个机会。
That during adversity, you choose to continue to do right.
就是在困境中你继续选择做对的事情。
Then your spiritual muscles will become big and strong.
这样你的属灵的肌肉就会发达又健壮。
And you can be very sure.
你就可以很肯定。
Soon your character will become a very beautiful person.
你的品格将会成为一个很漂亮的人的品格。
A very beautiful person called a godly person.
你会成为一个很漂亮的人，叫做一个敬虔的人。
Is it worth it?
这是值得的吗？
Verse 8.
第八节。
For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因为应有今生和来生的应许。
Let me rearrange verse 8.
让我来重新排过这个第八节。
I want to look at the first two sentences of verse 8.
我要来看第八节的前面两句话。
Actually, the first sentence and the second sentence they form what we call a couplet. You know poems?
其实第一句话和第二句话他们是一对的，好像对联那样。
Poems?
诗歌的题材。
The first sentence and the second sentence they mean they have some similarities.
第一句话和第二句话他们都有相同的意思。
So for physical training is of some value, but Godliness has value for all things.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
I want to look at this couplet.
我们要来看这个对联。
Physical training like what?
操练身体。
Physical training like jogging?
像是什么呢？比如跑步。
Oh, please jog.
你应该要去跑步。
So doctors say, the golden standard is every day 30 minutes, 150 minutes a week.
所以sorry.
Every day jog 30 minutes.And you jog for 5 days, so 150 minutes.
所以医生说每天跑30分钟，一个星期加起来就有150分钟。
And then you'll be healthy.
你就成为一个健康的人。
So jogging is good.
所以跑步很好。
So please jog.
所以应该去跑步。
Eat health foods.
你要吃健康的食品。
There are some health foods that are very good. Please eat.
有些健康食品很好的，你要吃。
Go for enrichment courses.
你要去一些强化班。
Improve your computer skills.
增进自己操作电脑的这些技能。
So these physical trainings are good.
所以这些身体的操练很好。
But the value that it gives you is good, but it's only some value.
它给你的好处是有的，但是很少。
Because it cannot solve family quarrels.
因为它不能够解决家庭的纠纷。
When a couple is about to divorce, it cannot reconcile the divorce.
当夫妻要离婚的时候，这些东西不能够帮助你去解决那个纠纷。
When you are very frightened inside, it cannot take away fear.
当你心里感到很害怕的时候，它不能够除掉这个惧怕。
When you are facing death, and you say, "Am I going to hell?" It cannot solve your problems.
当你面对死亡，你问我会去地狱吗？它不能够解决这个问题。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒。
We are very particular about the material world.
我们很关注这个属世的世界。
Rightly.
这是对的。
But you must understand that the value is limited.
但你必须明白，它的好处其实是有限的。
Temporal.
短暂的。
Because when you die, one day you still have to die.
因为有一天你还是要死。
At death,
当死亡来到，
everything goes.
一切就结束了。
At death,
死亡来的时候，
everything disappears.
一切就结束了。
You must understand this.
你必须明白。
What have you left after you die?
你死了之后会留下什么？
What do you bring into eternity? Because you cannot bring anything on this world into eternity.
你能够把什么带到永恒去？因为你无法把这些东西带到永恒去。
You are very rich, I say so what?
你很有钱，我说那又怎样？
You are very intelligent, I say so what?
你很聪明，那又怎样呢？
Because they are only useful for a little while.
因为他们有用的时间只是这短暂的时间。
In fact, it cannot solve a lot of important problems of life.
而且它也不能够解决人生里面许多很重要的问题。
Don't you agree?
你不认同吗？
So physical training is of some value but limited.
所以操练身体有一点益处，但是很有限。
Remember, you are not going to live here forever.
你要记得，你不是永远活在这里的。
This place,
这个地方
is not your home.
不是你的家。
Because one day you have to move house.
因为有一天你要搬家。
What about godliness?
那敬谦又怎么样呢？
He said godliness is different.
他说敬谦就不一样了。
So the second sentence of the couplet.
所以这个是对联里面的第二句话。
So godliness has value for that value, godliness means a life that is devoted to God.
敬虔表示说刻慕神的一个生命。
When you devote your life to God, you grow in holiness.
当你把生命委身给神，你在敬虔上长进。
You love the Lord.
你爱主。
Then what does it give you?
它给你什么好处？
It has value for all things.
它凡事都有好处。
And the all, you know, BIE.
凡事，你懂 PIE 吗？
Pan Island Expressway.
范岛快速公路。
You know why Pan? Why have you ever wondered why is it called Pan? P-A-N?
为什么叫做这个范范字？
Because in Greek, this word Pan means all.
因为在希腊文，范 Pan 是代表说全部。
So PIE can bring you everywhere in Singapore.
所以 PIE 能够范岛高速公路可以把你带到全新加坡的每个角落。
So it's Pan Island Expressway.
所以它叫做范岛快速公路。
This is the word here, all.
这个字呢也出现在这里，就是凡事。
Godliness can bring you benefits in all areas of life.
敬虔能够给你人生的每一个阶段、阶层都带来好处。
No medicine can solve all sicknesses, no?
没有一样药是万灵丹。
Any medicine can solve all problems?
有哪一个药是万灵丹能够解决所有的问题吗？
Don't have.
没有。
Is anybody strong and clever in everything?
有没有一个人在任何的一个范围里面都很聪明的呢？
Don't have.
也没有。
Is anybody so rich that he has infinite amount of money?
有没有一个人有钱到他有无限的金钱？
No, there's no such thing in the world where one thing can solve every problem.
没有，世界上没有一样东西能够解决所有的问题。
But godliness can solve all problems.
但是敬虔却是可以解决所有的问题。
Can you imagine how powerful godliness is?
你可以想象敬虔有多么大的能力吗？
But what are these all things?
但是这些凡事 是什么？
We look at the next sentence.
我们看下一句话。
The meaning of all things is this, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
凡事的意思就在这里，应有今生和来生的应许。
Godliness, how valuable is it?
金钱到底多有宝那个价值呢？
It gives you life present and life to come.
因为他就给你有今生和来生的应许。
And the emphasis here is the word life.
这里的重点就是生命。
Godliness gives life.
敬谦给你生命。
And this life, if you study it a little bit closer,
这个生命如果你仔细的来考察，
it refers to eternal life.
它指的是永生。
Godliness gives you eternal life.
敬谦给你永生。
In other words, it gives you eternal life now, you can enjoy it.
换句话说，他给你现在有永生，你就可以享受到。
Christians receive eternal life, you don't enjoy in heaven only.
基督徒，你享受永生不只是在天堂而已。
Now here you have already started to enjoy eternal life.
现在你在这里就开始享受到永生了。
So you enjoy eternal life now, present life.
所以你现在今生就享受到永生。
And you continue to enjoy eternal life in eternity.
而且你还继续在永恒享受到这个永生。
It's a life that lasts forever and ever and ever.
这是一个存留到永永远远的生命。
Nothing can destroy it.
没有任何东西能够销毁它。
You are eternally secure.
你是永远有这个保障的。
That I will have life that lasts into eternity.
就是说，我有这个生命能够存留到永远。
Present life and the life to come.
今生还有来生。
You start to enjoy the benefits of it now.
你就从现在开始到经历到它的好处。
What kind of life is the present life?
今生是怎样的人生？
For example,
比方说，
when you have godliness,
当你领受到你的永生，
your life will exhibit the fruit of the Spirit.
当你是敬虔的生命，你的生命就开始显现出这个圣灵的果子。
Your life will have these characters.
你的生命就有这些品格。
Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Your life will be transformed.
你的生命会改变。
Do you know how difficult it is to transform a life?
你知道吗？要改变一个生命是多么的困难。
Today you and I look at our own lives, we know that we are rotten people.
你今天你看到我们过去的人生，我们是很朽烂的人生。
But when you grow in godliness,
但是如果你在敬虔上成长
，When you bite the bullet and train yourself to become godly,
当你咬紧牙根来训练自己成为敬虔的人
，Very difficult, very difficult.
你说很难很难。
See, I will push on and train myself.
但是我会坚持来训练自己。
Now it produces godliness.
它就产生了敬虔。
And your life become a beautiful life.
你的生命就成为一个很美丽的生命。
Can you imagine a person who is filled with love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? A person who has these traits.
你可以想象一下吗？一个人他生命中充满着这些品格：仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Every woman wants to marry this man.
每个女人都喜欢嫁给这样的男人。
Present life, you start to enjoy the kind of you enjoy life.
今生你就可以开始享受到生命。
And in Psalm 16, it says, "Here, for the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. God will take care of you."
诗篇一篇六节就说，因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。神会照顾这样的人。
Dear parents,
亲爱的家长们
，Give your child this present life.
把这个今生赐给你的孩子。
This is the best gift you can give them.
这是你能够给孩子最好的礼物了。
And you also get to enjoy life to come.
而且你还可以享受到来生。
One day all of us have to come before God to face judgment.
有一天我们都要来到神面前来面对审判。
And God will check the level of godliness in us.
神会就看我们生命中有多敬虔。
God will see the level of godliness in us.
神会看我们当中敬虔的程度有多少。
Hey, but God, I'm a billionaire, no?
神啊，我是个亿万富翁啊。
Good lah, but not judgment criteria.
很好，但是没有过我的审判标准。
Hey, God, I'm very handsome, no?
哎，神啊，我很英俊啊。
Once you hit 50 years old, who is handsome?
哎呀，当你过了50岁，有谁还英俊呢？
Hey, you see this man?
哎，看看这个男人。
Very ugly, right?
很丑对吗？
Do you know when he was 25 years old, he was a handsome man?
你知道吗？他25岁的时候其实很英俊潇洒。
Who cares about whether you're handsome or not?
水管呢？你英俊还是不英俊？
I'm very intelligent 哦。
嘿，我很聪明啊。
Chess master 呢？
我是一个国际象棋的能手。
IQ 150。
我的智商是150。
Good 啦。
很好啊。
But that's not the criteria for judgment.
但是这不是审判的标准。
But the criteria for judgment is godliness.
审判的标准就是敬虔。
Which will decide whether you received a reward that lasts for eternity or not.
他要决定你能否得到这个存到永恒的奖赏。
When everybody is rewarded,
当每个人都得到奖赏，
please ensure that you are rewarded too.
你要确保自己也得到这个奖赏。
Don't be a fool.
不要成为一个愚昧人。
Chase the fame and glory of this world,
追求这个世界的荣华富贵，
but you let your soul die,
却是让你的灵魂死去。
Don't be a fool.
不要成为一个愚昧人。
God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, He will give eternal life.
他必照个人的行为报应个人。凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。
On the side of God, God ensures we receive eternal life.
在神的那一方，他会确保我们得到永恒生命。
In fact, we can do nothing to deserve eternal life.
事实上，我们做不了任何东西来使到我们赢取这个永生。
We are saved by grace and faith alone.
我们是因信得救，蒙恩得救。
You cannot do a little good to gain a centimeter into heaven.
你也不能够行了一点点的善事，任何的善事让你能够进天堂进一公分。
In fact, the good that you do, God says dirty lah.
其实你所做的善事，神也说是肮脏的。
We are saved by grace.
我们是蒙恩得救的。
By faith.
靠着信心。
That's on the side of God.
这是在神的那一边。
God will ensure that you are saved for eternity.
神会确保我们永恒得救。
But on this side of heaven.
但是在天堂这一边，
On the human side,
在人的这一边，
God expects us to work to deserve eternal life.
神要求我们去努力工作来得到这个永生。
I know it's a bit sounds contradictory, yeah?
我知道听起来好像很矛盾。
On the one hand, God ensures you are saved.
一方在一边，神确保我们得救。
But on the other hand, Paul says we have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
但是另外一边，保罗却说我们要恐怕惧怕战惊的来追求我们救恩的工作。
We have to work with fear and trembling to receive eternal life.
我们必须惧怕的战兢来去工作，来争取我们的永生。
And you must take this seriously.
你要严肃的看待这一点。
God expects you to work for it. You better work for it.
神要求你努力，你最好要努力。
If not, you will not get it.
要不然你得不到。
You better take this seriously.
你必须认真的听。
God didn't say, "Yeah, I'll give to you. Don't worry, I just gave it. Ask you to work."
神并不是说，哎呀，我一定会给你啦，我只是假假要求你做一些东西而已。
Oh, God is very serious.
不是的，神很认真。
He says here, "God will repay each person according to what they have done, so that they give it, they receive eternal life."
这边就说，神会按着他们所做的来奖赏他们，好叫他们得到永生。
On the side of God,
在神的那一方
，saved by grace,
蒙恩得救。
On the side of human beings,
在人的这一方
，saved by works.
靠行为得救。
These two are not contradictory.
这两个并不是矛盾的。
But when a person truly believes in the Lord Jesus Christ,
但是当一个人真心相信耶稣基督，
you will naturally have the ability to live a godly life.
你很自然就有这个能力过一个敬虔的生活。
So therefore, when you have godliness, you work at godliness.
所以当你有敬虔的时候，并且你也努力的来操练敬虔，
God will give you something that's eternally precious, eternal life.
神会给你一个永远宝贵的奖赏，就是永生。
Work to get that eternal reward.
我们要努力去得到这个永生。
His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness."
主人说，好，你这又善良又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
We all will have to enter eternity. Please ensure that you get an eternal reward.
我们每个人都要进入到永恒，我们要确保自己得到这个永恒的奖赏。
Please ensure that you get an eternal reward.
你要确保自己得到这永恒的奖赏。
Some people will go up there to get a prize. Some people will not.
有一些人会上台得到奖赏，有些人不会。
Please ensure that you're one of them who goes up to the stage to get the prize.
你要确保自己是上台的其中一人。
God will give you present life and life to come.
神会给你今生和来生。
How do you experience it?
你怎么去经历到？
You must pursue godliness.
你必须追求敬虔。
Godliness holds promise for the things now and the things in eternity.
敬虔带着今生和来生的应许。
Hey, sure or not?
真的吗？
Sure or not?
真的吗？
Cannot see, you know?
看不到啊。
Eternal life, I cannot feel.
永生我也感觉不到。
It's not like $10 note, I can see.
并不是好像十块钱的纸币，我可以看得到。
But eternal life, yeah, cannot see.
哎，但是永生看不见。
Sure or not?
真的吗？
Paul knows that we.Sometimes we have doubts, huh?
保罗知道有时候我们是有怀疑的。
And so Paul in verse 9 assures us.
所以保罗在第九节就向我们确保说
This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
What I said just now that godliness has real value is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance.
我刚才说敬虔有凡事都有那个好处。这话是真的，是真实的，是十分可佩服的。
Many of us would believe in the power of money.
我们当中很多人会相信金钱的力量。
But the power of eternal life of godliness.
但是敬虔的力量，永生的力量。
Cannot touch, cannot feel.
摸不到，感觉不到。
Is it real or not?
是真的吗
？So Paul assures us.
所以保罗向我们保证。
Paul is basically saying, "Please believe me, this is true."
保罗基本上在说，请相信我，这是真的。
Don't say in your heart, "Aiya, true or not?"
不要在心里说，问说这是真的吗
？So Paul has to emphasize.
所以保罗必须强调。
He said, "Physical training. We ask physical training. Food, pleasure, money are more real, what?"
操练身体，食物、享乐、钱都比较真实。
Paul says, "No."
但是保罗说
，Godliness is more valuable.
但是保罗说没有，敬虔更有好处。
It is trustworthy.
这句话是可信的。
It is a full belief, full acceptance.
他要求我们全心的去相信。
100% believe it is believable.
百分百的相信它是真的。
You'll not be disappointed.
你不会失望。
By faith, believe.
靠着信心来相信。
Accept it.
来接受。
Work at it.
并且努力。
And this is why we labor and strive.
这是为什么我们劳苦努力。
We labor.
我们劳苦
refers to how a farmer works.
指的就好像一个农夫怎么去工作。
Strive refers to how an athlete fights in a competition.
努力表示说在运动员在竞赛的时候他们怎么去争斗。
Athletes, wrestlers sometimes they fight until they die.
在古代的这些摔跤的选手他们斗争有时候到死的地步。
So to obtain godliness, you have to labor and strive.
所以要得到敬虔，你必须劳苦努力。
You have to work very hard.
你必须非常用功。
Because godliness will give you life now and eternity.
因为敬虔能够给你现在和永恒的生命。
It's worth it to invest our all.
它值得我们投资一切。
Therefore, it is worth it serving the Lord full time if the Lord calls you.
所以这是为什么？如果神呼召你全时间来侍奉他，这也是值得的。
When I left my job as an engineer, I was at the peak of my career.
当我离开我作为工程师的事业，那时候我在事业的巅峰。
Sometimes when I see engineers, I still envy them.
有时候我看到工程师的时候，我还是挺羡慕他们。
But today I'm doing something far more valuable.
但是今天我做的工作比这些还更有价值。
Why do I serve the Lord?
为什么我要侍奉主
？Because I said to myself.
因为告诉自己。
The Lord loves me.
主爱我。
I should love the Lord.
我应该爱主。
The Lord gave His life for me.
我的主给我他的生命。
It's only right that I give up my life to serve the Lord.
我把生命献回给他来侍奉他才是正确的选择。
So if the Lord calls you to serve the Lord full time, do so.
如果神呼召你全时间来侍奉他，你要这么做。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
God will not fail you.
神不会让你失望。
Give your time and money to the Lord.
奉献时间和金钱给神。
And train your child in godliness.
还有操练你的孩子成为敬虔人。
Dear parents.
家长们
Your child has an eternal soul.
你的孩子有一个永恒的灵魂
that never dies.
这个灵魂不会死的
Make sure this soul that never dies is rich.
你要确保这个不会死的灵魂它是丰富的
Train your child in godliness.
你要操练你的孩子成为敬虔的人
And you have given him the best gift.
这样你就能够把最好的礼物赐给他。
Because he can experience eternal life.
因为他能够经历到永恒生命。
Really or not?
真的吗
？I'm going to finish my message.
我要结束了。
Really or not?
真的吗
？He says, "Why are you so sure?"
你怎么这么有把握
？Because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the savior of all people, and especially of those who believe.
因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
Because the reason why we are willing to labor and strive and pay a price.
我们愿意劳苦努力，并且付出代价来争取。
Because we have a very We have a guaranteed hope.
因为我们是有个受保证的指望。
We have a very good hope.
我们有一个很好的指望。
保价啊！
肯定赢的。
Why is it that this hope will become real?
为什么这个指望会实现
？Maybe it will not become real 呢？
可能不会实现嘞。
Then after all, I work hard to get all this, maybe turn out to be nothing. 好。
那我努力去争取，却是，一切都完蛋，怎么办？
啊，一切都落空。嗯，好。
怎么办
？So Paul says.The hope is sure. Why?
保罗说这个指望是肯定的。为什么
？Because we put our hope in the living God.
因为我们把指望放在永生神。
Because this God that we hope in.
因为我们相信的这位神。
Is alive.
他是活着的。
Not only is he alive.
他不单是活着。
He's not a dead God.
他并不是一个死的神。
He's not an imaginary God.
他不是一个人想象出来的神。
He's real.
他是真的。
He lives.
他活着。
But not only does he live.
他不单是活着。
He's able to give life.
他还能够赐下生命。
That's the meaning of a living God.
这就是一个活着的神的意思。
A God who is not only alive, he can give life.
一个永生神的意思不单是他活着，他还可以赐下生命。
You don't hope in doctors. Doctors are clever. You don't hope in doctors.
医生虽然很聪明，但是你不要把你的指望放在医生的身上。
Because doctors also will die.
因为医生也是会死。
But you hope in this God is good. You know why?
但是你要对这位神有指望是好的。为什么呢
？Because this God is alive. He can give life.
因为这位神是活的，而且他还赐下生命。
And he's the savior of all people. Means what?
而且他是万人的救主是什么意思
？It means he's willing to save.
他表示说他愿意救人。
He's very powerful.
他很有能力。
But not only is he powerful, he's willing to save.
他不单单是有能力，他还愿意拯救。
If only you would believe.
唯有只要你相信。
Don't doubt.
不要怀疑。
Sure or not, godliness sure come true or not?
真的吗？敬虔真的能够实现吗
？Worth it or not?
值得吗
？Say don't doubt.
他说不要怀疑。
Paul tells you that it's a trustworthy saying. Godliness has real value.
保罗说敬虔有真正的价值。
Believe.
你要相信。
God will not disappoint you.
神不会让你失望。
Jesus can save you. Godliness has real value.
耶稣能救你，敬虔有真正的价值。
Now, dear parents, your child has a soul that will enter eternity. Today is Children's Day.
亲爱的家长，你的孩子有一个灵魂要进入永恒。今天是儿童节。
Your child has a soul that will enter eternity.
你的孩子有一个灵魂会进入永恒。
I want to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
If your child dies,
如果你孩子死了
，he enters eternity.
他进入永恒。
I ask you, where will he be?
我问你，他会在哪里
？Where will she be?
他会在哪里
？Please don't say not sure.
请不要说我不知道。
And you make sure that your child enters heaven.
你要确保你的孩子进入天堂。
If you give them everything,
如果你给他们一切
，everything,
一切
，but they are not godly.
可是他们不敬虔。
They are very intelligent, very capable.
他们很聪明，很能干。
Earn lots and lots of money.
还有很多很多钱。
Very famous.
很出名。
But they are not godly.
可是不敬虔。
No, no. I want my child to be rich, famous, and godly also.
你说，哎呀，没有啦。我要我的孩子很出名，很有钱，也很敬虔。
May it be the case with you.
但愿如此。
But life oftentimes doesn't work this way.
但是人生常常不是这样子的。
Many times you can only choose one.
很多时候你只能够选一样事情。
Even for the most intelligent people, you can only choose one.
甚至对最聪明的来说，他们也可以只能够选一个。
There are exceptions.
当然有例外。
But most people can only choose one.
但是大部分人只能够选其一。
Now you must make sure they get godliness.
你要确保他们得到敬虔。
If you don't give them godliness, you don't love your child.
如果你没有给他们敬虔，你并不是真正的爱你的孩子。
Because this thing that lasts in eternity, that has eternal value, you don't give them, what kind of a parent are you?
因为这个能够存到永恒、有永恒价值的东西，你没有给他们，你是怎样的家长啊？
Give them godliness.
你要把敬虔赐给他们。
I urge you to train them in godliness.
我呼吁你训练他们成为敬虔的人。
You gain them eternal life now and in eternity.
他们就会获取现在和将来的永生。
I want to speak to our friends who are not Christians.
我要跟当中还没有相信耶稣的朋友们讲。
Godliness is the most valuable thing.
敬虔是最有价值的东西。
But how can you become godly?
但是你要怎么成为敬虔的人
？So that you enjoy eternal life now and eternal life in eternity.
让你能够享受到今生永生，还有来世的永生。
You must take the first step.
你必须踏出第一步。
You must believe in Jesus as your Savior.
你必须相信耶稣作为你的救主。
The Bible says, Paul says, but the Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come.The old has gone, the new is here.
圣经说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
When a person believes in Jesus,
当一个人来相信耶稣，
our Lord Jesus Christ washes away sins.
我们的主耶稣洁净了他的罪，
forgives you your sins.
赦免他的罪，
and then he gives you life.
然后给你生命，
called eternal life.
叫做永恒的生命，
the life of God.
神的生命。
And then this life will start to work in you.
这个神的生命会开始在你里头来工作。
That not only do you receive eternal life,
你不仅仅是得到这个永恒的生命。
This life is amazing.
这个生命很美好，很了不起。
It will start to bubble.
它开始能够发光。
You start to give effervescence.
它会开始冒出这个气泡来。
You start to give out smoke.
给你烟。
There'll be smoke. There'll be fire.
有火。
There'll be chemical reaction.
有这个化学反应。
You start to work in you.
可以开始在你生命来工作。
And then you transform you in a very real way.
然后能够很真实的来改变你。
And you become a beautiful person.
你成为一个很漂亮的人。
The old has gone, the new is here.
旧的已经过去，新的来了。
Accept Jesus today.
今天就接受耶稣。
And then you have a new beginning in life.
就可以有一个新的生命，新的开始。
Physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，因有今生和来生的应许。
We must pursue godliness, that is a life devoted to God.
我们要追求敬虔，就是渴慕神。
First, reject false teachings, regardless of how attractive it is.
第一，无论假教训有多吸引人，都要拒绝这些假教训。
God has given us everything to attain godliness, but we have a responsibility to train.
神给了我们一切所需的成为敬虔，但我们有责任操练自己成为敬虔。
We must work hard to attain godliness, but when is that chance to train?
我们必须努力争取敬虔，但是什么时候是那个机会呢？
There are times of hardship.
就是试炼和苦难的时候。
In hardships.
在苦难。
Instead of losing faith in God.
我们不可对神失去信心。
Do the opposite.
要相反。
Instead of giving up, do the opposite.
以及选择放弃，我们要相反。
Persevere in faithfulness.
我们要坚持对神忠心。
It is worth training for godliness because
为神来操练敬虔是值得的。
It holds benefits for life now and the life that is to come.
因为它给我们今生和来生的好处。
You will enjoy abundant life now and you will enjoy eternal reward in heaven.
你会享受到丰盛的生命，现在，以后会享受到进天堂的永生。
And you bow down and you show in. Why?
你是赢定的，为什么呢？
Because God can save.
因为神可以拯救，
and God will save.
神也会拯救。
If only you would believe.
但愿你来相信。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us your word.
感谢主赐给我们你的话语。
Give us strength.
给我们能力。
To work in becoming godly.
努力的来操练成为敬虔的人。
So that we can enjoy eternal life.
好叫我们能够享受到永生。
We want to pray especially for our parents here.
我们要为这里的家长们来祷告。
Lord, you have given them children.
主啊，你赐给他们儿女，
and they are precious.
他们是宝贵的。
They are precious because they have a soul that never dies.
他们之所以宝贵，是因为他们有一个不会死的灵魂。
One day, this soul will enter eternity.
有一天，这个灵魂要进入永恒。
Oh Lord, give us parents grace.
主啊，帮助我们这些做家长的有恩典。
To train our child.
来训练我们的孩子。
So that our child can attain godliness.
好，让我们的孩子。能够得到敬虔
so that he can enjoy eternal life now and in eternity.
好让他能够现在开始到永恒都能够享受到永生。
We pray for these children.
我们为这些孩子祷告。
Oh Lord, that you protect them.
主啊，你保护他们。
You guard them.
你维护他们。
That not only will they grow healthily，
他们不单能够健康的成长
，but they will grow spiritually，
他们也能够在灵性上成长。
In Jesus' name we pray，
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen。
Amen。